Coming at you from the Woody Guthrie Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, this episode of Tulsa Little Jam, presented by Improving Lives Counseling Services, Inc., starts now.
Welcome, everybody, to the newest episode of Tulsa Little Jam. This here little fella is Dane Arnold of Dane Arnold and the Soup. This evening, I am going to do everything I can to show you how uncomfortable I can make Dane Arnold. So, guys, thank you very much for being here for this latest episode of Tulsa Little Jam. Tonight's episode is very, very special. We have a matching donation that is going to happen tonight of $500. So, if we can raise up to $500, it will be matched tonight. And again, all those proceeds are going to go to after-school music programs. So let's thank our mysterious supporter for that offer, guys. Let's give them a little round of applause. Tulsa Little Jam is a brand new program as of this taping. This is our second edition. It's going to help young people like this fine fellow find their voice and teach them how to play guitar and sing beautiful music, right? It's but for real, though, bands like this and stuff, they can't exist without the education and the support that they got at a young age. Am I correct?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so you too can be a Dane Arnold or the Soup, either one. It's the possibilities are endless. But really, the support that we need for these sorts of programs and stuff are critical. In arts in general, to support, to be able to have that next generation have that sort of artistic support in their lives leads to not just in if they choose to have a life in music or other forms of art and whatnot, but it also informs everything that they do in the future. Any career they choose to have is an important thing. Lawyers, believe it or not, take acting classes, a lot of them. Can you believe that?
Can't believe it.
It's hard to believe, right? But we're here to support music and the future musicians of Tulsa and other parts of this amazing country that we live in. So with that, guys, I introduce you to Dane Arnold and the Soup. Give him a round of applause.
Thanks, man. Really happy to be here. Really happy to be here in Tulsa. I've been wrong before, I suppose everybody is. And it won't be long before something got to give. Cause lately my position here has been working quite fine. And I know the good things tend to show and lead. I see it all the time. Thank you. so I've been right before. Though not as much as I might like. And if I told lies before, it was just to get us through the night.
Thank y'all very much.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you in part by The Hunt Club.
Dane Arnold and the Soup, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the sound, because I gotta tell you, while I was listening to the music and stuff, I was like, you know, I've always felt kind of, you know, little and adorable, but listening to you made me feel big and sexy. Mm-hmm. Right? It was just like really like... Just like, I felt like I was making love to myself. It was amazing.
Very,
we
very,
all like that feeling.
I might have to cut that out of the edit, just so we know. That's the HBO version.
That's actually why I play in this band.
But literally the only reason.
For that feeling.
So tell me about a little bit about how you found your sound.
Well,
puberty.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm still waiting on that. Yeah, how I found my sound. Well, I don't know. I really think it had a lot to do with listening to Ray Charles a lot growing up, probably why, you know, I kind of gravitate towards soul, you know, and also listening to Van Morrison and Bob Marley and Prince and, you know, just influences like that growing up. My mom sang in church, so music was always kind of a thing that, like, I looked up to her for, you know, doing and performing and stuff. And so I always kind of wanted to do that.
I think one of the things that I find fascinating too is because, I mean, obviously you have to be under a rock to not know how hard it is for a band to even make money, especially when they're first starting out and whatnot. Add to that the number of people in the band. I mean, you have like a fairly large band. Why?
Well, I mean, you kind of...
I mean, I know why, because it sounds amazing,
totally,
too. Don't get me
well,
wrong there.
I mean, what
you could do without Johnny.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
No, you know, I feel like the sound just needs to be that. And if I didn't have all that stuff, I'd probably hear from people that I needed all that stuff anyways, you know. That's what I would always hear anyways, like, starting to play music. You need horns, you need this, that, what, you know, like... I live in a place where in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I can, you know, like, we can play and we can, everybody can, you know, get a little food to eat. But, and that's like the great thing about this city is they like help artists like grow and perform all the time. And that just in turn makes people better and makes the community better. And so, yeah, because I can get away with it in this city, you know, for sure.
I was in the back with the rest of my crew and stuff, and we were all just kind of just doing this, grooving the entire time and whatnot. Do you have that sound come out of you the second you start, the second one of the songs are born, or how does it take shape and lead into that? Do you always think about all the people that are already in your band? Do you add, subtract?
No. The whole reason why, you know, it even sounds like that is because of the band anyways, you know what I mean? So,
well, man, there's enough great players in Tulsa, you know, that you can have tons of different people in your band and it can change the sound, you know, throughout the whole time, man.
And I've noticed that about Tulsa especially, and this is something that the world should know too, especially for other musicians who come in and out and want to find that sound for themselves, or still seeking their groove, is that you guys all like support each other like in an immense
way.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's why it's such a great scene to be a part of, you know what I mean? That's why you can hire, you know, like six musicians and make sure everybody gets some, and you know, that's it.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you in part by MBH Group of Tulsa, New Medio.
As I watch you pass through the morning rays of sunshine, I stand outside my doorway. I feel this irresistible longing for you, so I rise to the occasion. Or your passion, babe. You're tending to your garden. Oh, as I draw near to kiss you softly, I was just like, oh.
Johnny, make your mama proud, man. Thank you.
baby, let me just say that if you did, you would understand the fight that exists with a woman and a man in love. So, though you may not have, you may not have a love, love like ours. Yeah, baby, let me just say that if you did, you would understand how that is just with a woman.
Thank y'all very much.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you in part by McNally's Group, Spexton Jewelry.
So tell me how did you and Johnny first like start playing together?
I don't know. I think he
Johnny,
came over to my house
one time.
Johnny, you got
a funny story about this.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to tell it in this situation. Okay. But yeah, he just came over to my house one time and we just jammed all night long. And I was like, dude, if you ever need a guitar player, man.
You knew him. He didn't just like break in or anything, right?
We were introduced by Michael Frost.
Yep. We had some mutual friends. So. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we jammed one time. And then I ended up needing a guitarist. And so Johnny was in.
We like to have fun, though. Yep. Nice. We like to play lots of music.
Do you guys do a lot of touring in general?
Man, we've been touring around a lot in July.
Yeah, July and the end of June, too. We went to, we went to Dallas and OKC, and we went to Las Vegas, Taos, New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Las Vegas. Oh, I already said that. Salt Lake City is what I meant to say. Atlanta, Nashville, and Memphis in June and July.
So talk to me again about how does Tulsa, I mean, you said a little bit about it, but tell me a little bit of how Tulsa influences not just you guys musically, but do you see how it influences future musicians and stuff?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I don't know. I think that they talk about like the Tulsa sound or whatever, but I mean, there's like if you play music in Tulsa for long enough, your style will develop into that, you know, without even trying, just because you know you're going to be playing with so many other musicians and they're going to influence you and you're going to influence them, and that's why you know it's real easy to expand your horizons here, I guess.
Well, I think like for younger musicians, I mean, what about like just the developing things that have happened just in the past month alone, you know, with Duet opening, Gathering Place opening, those things, like the George Kaiser Foundation doing all that they're doing for Tulsa. It's like, of course, that's going to, like, impact some younger people, I think. And Tulsa just does a really good job of, like, developing their art scene, as far as I've seen. You know, that's just, I see it being very supportive towards young people, yeah.
I mean, you said it right there. It's not just art. It's, you know, with, like, the Gathering Place, which, I mean, you could argue that
the engineering and architecture that went into creating that park is indeed art, but it's a park. In the grand scheme, it's a park. And so there's inspiration to be drawn from so many different things within Tulsa, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
Any other audience questions, guys? Yeah.
Who are you all listening to right now?
Dude, Isaiah Sharkey, D'Angelo's guitar player. I don't know if y'all like D'Angelo. Old Smooth Fingers over there, you know. But his guitar player, Isaiah Sharkey, just came out with an album, Bad to the Bone. Dude is sick. And I also just bought a Hank 3 album. So
Hank that's 3, my huh? thing. You know what I like, man? I like Towns Van Zandt. I listen Dane's to Towns obsessed. Van Zandt all the time. I can't get enough. It's great. Anybody ever listen to him? Do it. Do it.
He's a hit.
He's great.
I've been playing music my whole life.
Literally.
Yeah, you know, my whole family plays music. There's my aunt and uncle over there, crazy hair. He plays guitar, so I was raised up in a musical family. Thank God.
Yo, I started playing guitar when I was like 12. No, I just picked up my mom's guitar and, you know, started learning like Bob Dylan songs and that's all.
What do you guys like to play? What's your favorite venue?
I didn't see you raise your hand, sir.
No, he raised his hand.
I saw hand too.
I apologize.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Please ask.
Apology is in order.
Well, my favorite place to play is none other than The Colony. I love The Colony, and y'all can find us there every Tuesday night. So come on out, bring your friends, and tell your friends.
Yeah, The Colony is lots of fun to play. I mean, anywhere is fun to play, you know? Playing music's fun, so as long as you're not with a bunch of assholes, you know, then it's fun.
I'm going to be using the bleeping thing a lot on this episode.
Sorry, I didn't know we couldn't say that word.
Well, technically you can. It's on the web and whatnot, but still.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you in part by the Greater Tulsa Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
But the evening's been odd. Ever since you got even, but baby, I'm still breathing. Now don't say those things to me. I know what you truly mean, and all about our tendencies to act on those emotions. With the very thing that's pushing, you could also pull us closer, giving that composure that our hearts do yearn for. Just need to learn why ain't it all we burn for to embrace that warm devotion. It's lie at night, I don't care as I truly. We just wait until the moment I too slow to realize. If I know about this, it's like what did we need you here? Only the time's gonna tell. Yeah. But if it all goes well, play life or you and me. Hey, hey. It's there for us. Your faded flower will come aside. For us, baby. cause a smile like yours sends me to heaven and lost inside that presence for the briefest episode. Cause you, who would I find at all in that faded floral camisole? I saw when you a curious reflection. I would be remiss in the book of my affection. When look in the direction, girl, I knew. Don't let it go to your head. But maybe this time around everything might work out. Yeah, it'll just work out. Bishop Marshall, the trumpet right there, yeah.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you in part by Blackbird on Pearl.
I just want to reiterate that tonight it felt like a really well-oiled jam session. Everything was really polished. So do the lyrics come first, or does just everything just kind of evolve from jamming together?
The lyrics come first, yeah.
Man, that's good to hear, though, because our bass player, Bo, we haven't really played with him much. He came in here and just killed it, you know.
Pretty much coming in
cold with a little one-hour rehearsal, you know.
That's what you can get in Tulsa right there.
Yeah, really.
Like
you can hire anybody, you know.
You can hire somebody, and they know what they're doing. They do their homework, and that's why you can book gigs. And, I mean, it's just there's no reason not to be playing.
Well, not anyone. I mean, I wouldn't hire me, that's for sure. Unless you want some sort of, like, improvisational kazoo or something.
There's a spot for that.
That said, there's a spot for it. I got a future in music, guys. That said, we gotta share this beautiful, this little gem. I gotta ask. I gotta ask, what exactly is going on in this little picture?
That was a weird camera angle.
That's
man.
Photoshopped, man.
I don't know, man. Sometimes you sing so hard that you like
my face
all
shrinks.
The blood stopped going to your head, and it started shrinking. I'm gonna actually pass that around to the audience for those who haven't seen it. I'll let everyone have a gander.
So what's going on in that is we were opening for Anderson East at Kane's Ballroom a couple of weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. I'm tired.
2 weeks ago, exactly.
It was 2 weeks ago, exactly. Yeah.
Wait,
today.
Is it Friday?
Yep. No, it's Saturday.
No, we were a day
so
off.
So playing at Kane's, yeah, is kind of like a.
If you grew honor. Up in Tulsa, man, you know everybody's dreamed about it. You know?
I don't think it's just Tulsa though, right? I mean, Kane's is known.
Oh
worldwide.
Yeah, it's a big. It's one of
yeah,
the.
Yeah, that is legendary.
It's a legendary venue.
Thank
yeah.
you for finishing my thought because I didn't know where I was going. With
well,
that.
You know, I'll do what I can.
I was just in awe. Couldn't
it was,
think.
Yeah, it was an honor that. To play there, man. But one of my friends got a hold of that picture and then edited it, and I had to remove the profile picture I'd made and put that because it's way better. Yeah.
Man, there was a show. Let's
the best one was in Johnny's uncle's backyard. That was the best show.
No. Every time did. We have a show at Uncle Eric's house, it is fun.
Do you know about that?
Yeah, man.
I just know his
you,
uncle's right
you know,
there.
If
you're
going
to have to come
VIP
over there
sometime, invitation,
man.
Then
it's fun.
You know about it, Mom.
I will go to anything I'm in. Well, I should
we'll
probably.
Invite you. We'll
I'll
invite
edit
you.
That
we
out.
Can't say the day
you guys
here.
Are the only witnesses. To
bring your kazoo.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Kazoo. No, man, the worst. For me, I think the worst show that we played, I mean, you know, it's always fun playing.
Dude,
but
come on, dude, come on.
We drove for like 10 hours and then played the show for an hour and then hopped back in the car and drove for like 6 hours, you know, and so it's 5, 6 in the morning. We're just tired, falling asleep. That's where it gets rough. That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's the best or the worst?
That was the worst. The okay. best, the best I'll say is Salt Lake City. We did a show at this Artist Impact Hub, which is like a community owned like building, right? 2-story building that's renovated right in the middle of their downtown district, and it was just beautiful. The guy who put it on, his name's Pablo Black, and he's just an amazing promoter.
Yeah, we met a bunch of cool people.
It's actually a really cool name too.
Pablo Black.
Right?
Yeah, he's dope. Very talented songwriter, singer also, you know. But he just did a really good job putting that event together, and it was really nice to see a community thriving, like, you know, and art's just so alive in
we
that,
love you, Pablo.
In that building. Yeah.
If you ever see this.
I get confused because my full first name is actually Juan Pablo.
Oh, my God.
So I just heard that you love yeah. me. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it.
I'm going to have to show you some songs of this. It's good.
I'm biased, but I'm going to have to say that the best show that they've ever played was tonight at Tulsa Little Jam. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm biased too, but I'd have to agree with you.
I want to thank Dane Arnold and The Soup, which was a magical performance tonight. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you, man.
Being
thanks
a part
us,
of
man.
This show, guys. Thanks so much. Appreciate thanks so much for being here tonight, guys, for our second episode of Tulsa Little Jam. We hope you come back and share the word. Once again, this episode, $500 will be matched. So please go buy some more T-shirts, make some more donations, and we're going to get a mysterious donor that's going to match up to $500 for the youth of Tulsa for arts or music education. Thank you once again, Dane Arnold and The Soup.
Thank you.
This episode is executive produced by Carlos Moreno, Juan Reynoso, and Meg Sutherland. Written, produced, and directed by Juan Reynoso. Cinematographer and lighting designer, Lyndon Alvarez. Camera operators, Lyndon Alvarez, Mark Rains, Jason Gear. Technical director, sound recordist, and mixer, Ken Llewellyn. Makeup and hair by Dalton Spence. Woody Guthrie Center Education and Public Programs Manager, Jerry Wofford. Sales and merchandising, Meg Sutherland and Jennifer Moreno. Director of social media, Kathleen Gathright. Production assistants, Noah Taylor and Graciela Moreno. Produced in partnership with We Are Tulsa Music Awards. Special thanks to Mary Jeanette Hammock, Vivian James Hall, Jerry Wofford, Kelly Kidd, Ryan Paquette, Mary Ellen Slape, Neil Ewing, Daniel Regan, Mike Eddy, Paula Snyder, Todd Cunningham, and Amy Morris Blackwell. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Tulsa Little Jam featuring Dane Arnold and The Soup. Presented by Improving Lives Counseling Services, Inc. Brought to you in part by The Hunt Club, MBH Group of Tulsa, New Medio, McNally's Group, Spexton Jewelry, the Greater Tulsa Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Blackbird on Pearl. Thanks for joining us and see you next time on Tulsa Little Jam.